You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast for couples and parents. If we are meeting for the first time, I want to welcome you into our intimate, cozy discussion room that we'll be having each week on different subjects related to hot sex, love, and closeness for parents and couples. And I want to invite you all to come over to our rapidly growing Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. We are growing in numbers by the day over there. This topic is striking a chord with lots of men and women and couples who are parents also trying to figure out how to do hot sex, love, and closeness in a way that feels good, sustainable, creative, and wonderful. And so I want to invite you in and welcome you. Say hello to me over on the page. I would love that. And today our topic is how to keep the sex hot and full of electrifying tension and friction. So we've been talking a lot this week in the group on the problem of resonance and sameness and cooperation and how that oftentimes does not transfer into a sizzling sex life, even though you think it would. I have couples that come to see me all the time who say, look, we're cooperating, we're on the same page, things are working well in our household with the children, and our sex life is just completely lackluster. So today I want to bring you all the way into the discussion on how developing and playing with the polarity in sexual connection and different flavors of the masculine and feminine between us can actually ultimately lead the way into creating hot sex, balmy erotic friction. And I really hold this as a powerful balance to family life. I'm also going to share with you some practices on how to do that so that you too can experience this, because it really is available to all of us. And so I just want to share a little bit about a story, my story here, which is the truth is, and I think I speak not just for myself, but for a lot of us, which is that no one ever told me how to get and keep a marriage or a relationship hot and sexy, close and steamy. I grew up in a home where there was a lot of heat in the fighting department. Excuse me. A lot of heat in the fighting department. So I have a very few examples of what it took to keep a marriage hot, or relationship or partnership hot, close, and sexy and steamy. And I know that I'm not the only person who probably got this download and this transmission. So if you're listening and you're one of those people who never got the download on transmission on how to keep marriage and partnership and relationship really hot, really sexy, close and steamy, please know and receive and let it sink in how not alone you are in this area, and that it's not your fault. and that there are ways out of it, which we're going to go into. And before we do that, I just want to really also honor that not having that example creates a lot of problems for a lot of couples and families. I think it matters a huge deal when kids do not see their parents happy and loving and connected with all of the good mojo and juiciness and frequency is a good word that come when couples are having hot sex and steamy connection there. You know, not seeing their mothers being squeezed and kissed and fathers being loved up really, really good. And I think that it's left, what I'm seeing is a template of struggle and disconnection. And of course, that goes along with the no good, juicy mojo in the bedroom department. And even though things can be cooperative and there can be resonance between couples and a lot of sameness, it does really affect the family, I think, especially the children, maybe even more so in the teen years as their sexuality comes online, more than people actually acknowledge or want to acknowledge or realize. So for myself, you know, it's not an accident or really any big surprise, and maybe you find yourself like this as well, that you arrive at adulthood wondering how the heck to maintain hot sex and love and closeness. And, you know, the thought I had, and I'm sure you've had it as well, I'd love to hear, is, you know, wasn't it just supposed to all work out like the movies had shown us it could be? And, you know, if we were harmonious, cooperative, and compatible in all of our non-bedroom activities, it should just translate easily into the bedroom, right? We fight fair, which my husband and I eventually learned to do. Wouldn't that keep the sex dirty and hot in the best ways? And so, you know, one day after, in my story, the millionth detail with the children that we had partnered up on, organizing finances and arriving at the same places together, which we are very harmonious for the most part with parenting our children. We're feeling at peace in that department. But the reality was that it just didn't translate into hot sex, love, and closeness. And we had set time aside, the kids were away on overnights or sleepovers, there were fresh sheets on the bed, nice candles lit, and a cool breeze blowing through the bedroom. And while we were so agreeable and resonant and connected and full of cooperation and good enough communication and really good intentions, there was no spark and no flame and no edge. And it was really hard. It hurt and we felt gloomy and it just wasn't what our grand plans had been. I think you know what I'm talking about. And it wasn't even that we were physically tired, because we had gotten to this place where the kids were older and didn't wake us up at, you know, 6 in the morning, maybe 7:30. So at least we'd gotten 8 hours of sleep. And you can really rack your brain wondering, where did you go wrong? Where did we go wrong? And for me, I started to doubt myself and think, you know, is it me? Is it him? Why is it not translating in bed? And the worst was starting to think that maybe we weren't compatible. And that was really frightening because we do love each other. And we just couldn't decipher or decode exactly what the problem was. And sometimes, you know, that can lead to blaming yourself or each other. If only I could fill in the blank, you know, related to your insecurities, which can have a field day in circumstances like this because it matters so much. And that's even worse, you know, when you get into blaming each other. But the real problem is that none of that is or was the real issue. So if you're listening right now and you are going through any of this, to any degree, please know that you are not alone. It's not your fault. We're actually learning as humans how to do this. We are learning how to create erotic tension and friction in a way that feels creative and playful and sustainable. And most likely, unless you got the transmission from your own parents or close family members that were around you growing up, no one taught you. So we have to learn. And my husband and I had to learn, and honestly, still learning to grow and expand continuously as the work continues on. And again, just to really highlight, it's only in the last 30 to 50 years that we've even begun to start studying how humans are and how this stuff works, let alone putting it into practice in a way that's accessible for humans and busy parents. See what I mean? And so the solution, and this is really what I think is the most important, is that we really, really, really need to dive in deep on how you create erotic friction and sexual tension that's so deep it becomes creatively explosive with bliss and deep peace, which as couples and parents, I don't know about you, but I feel like is deeply and sometimes desperately needed for family balance. So both of you, in your partnership, your relationship, your marriage, diving deep in, and how you discover the different qualities of both masculine and feminine in yourself and your partner, and how you bring life to these, and how you play with them, and how you interact with them, and how you cultivate the endless play of possibilities with all the flavors of masculine and feminine, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and more, archetypally. There are endless archetypes for the masculine and feminine. Masculine, king, warrior, magician, lover, feminine, mother, maiden, crone, seductress, huntress. I could go on. And so there are many ways to play this out with yourself, with each other, and how you dance those in a way that is connected is going to translate into the bedroom. These dances are infinite, and once you know and embody this in depth, your erotic tension and chemistry can be endless as well. Now that is hot. And I want that, and you want that, and you need it. I need it. It's truly, this life is way too short to live without it. And, you know, one of the ways that we can explore that is through movement. We can explore the principles of stillness and holding and dynamic movement, and each person doing a different way of that in order in the relationship, in the connection, through the practices that we do in our intimacy and attraction workshops and with the couples that I work with in my one-on-one private coaching and consulting. This is what we are doing, and the results are steamy. And I, from the deep part of my bones, want you to have this because I know how much healing and how much goodness this brings. So these are some of the things that we are exploring more in depth over at our Facebook group this week, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. One thing I might just want to invite you to consider, take note of, is as you're hearing me sharing this, what's the first thing you notice inside when you're reading this? What excites you? What do you have questions about? And if you know that you need the support with even getting to a space where you can do this kind of work and find that hot sex, love, and closeness that's disappeared, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what's going on with you. In our group this week, we will be having challenges in this department that you can play with. There are helpful hot sex, love, and closeness nudges that I will be sharing with you as well. You can also find these on Instagram under Be Soul Fulfilled. That's BESOULFULFILLED. That is my handle over there. We're going to be going deep into practices, challenges. Actually, I call them dares if you dare, because when you do face that edge, you will find that there will be growth. And I believe that is best done in community with each other in a way that is supportive and caring and compassionate, but also very direct and authentic and playful. That is the vibe that we have going on over there, and that is the vibe and the frequency that also produces the results that I'm speaking of. So thank you for joining us today. We will be back next week with another episode on the love part of this dance, hot sex, love, and closeness for parents and couples. And it is no secret now that the way to keep the sex hot and full of electrifying tension and friction is to really keep deepening into the practices that create the polarities between the masculine and the feminine. We all have many expressions of masculine. We all have many, many expressions of feminine, both men and women. It's not just like male masculine, women feminine. There is both and many shades of that in all of us. And developing and cultivating these flavors is the play, the Lila, L-I-L-A-H, if you're unfamiliar with that expression, the Lila, the play, is how to keep it really, really hot, because we're always growing and changing, and we can get into ruts of this kind of masculine and that kind of feminine in the bedroom producing that kind of result. And that might have worked 6 months ago, but it's not going to be probably what will turn you on today. So I hope you'll play along with us, and I look forward to hearing your questions and comments. And thank you so much for being here and for listening and tuning in. I look forward to meeting you over at the group. If you're new, please say hello. I love to connect with people personally over there, and we'll look forward to sharing with you another episode next week, next time. Take care. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's BESOULFULFILLED.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips and guidance, products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.